Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hello, Lepsters. How are you doing? This is Luke from Luke's English Podcast. Today is the 16th of December, 2015. It's just a normal Wednesday. But it isn't, because today is Star Wars Day. And I'm just now walking towards the cinema to see the film. I'm walking through the streets of Paris, in fact, one of the busiest areas. And there's lots of people around me. I'm feeling quite self-conscious, because people are looking at me and they're probably thinking, what's he doing? He's talking into a microphone in English. Except they'll be doing it in French, of course. Well, he's talking into a microphone. What is he doing? But I shouldn't feel self-conscious, because it doesn't matter, because it's Star Wars Day ultimately, isn't it? Yeah, so I can do what I want, because I am Luke Skywalker after all. So I'm going to see the Star Wars film, and I thought I would just talk about it a little bit in advance. Basically, the idea in this episode is that I'm going to just give you a few of my thoughts and feelings before seeing the film. And then when I come out of the film, I'm going to just give you my first impressions. And I might give you a quick review of the film as well. I will do my best to avoid any spoilers at all, because I wouldn't want to spoil it for you. Personally, I've been trying to avoid as much information about this film in advance as I can, because I don't want it to be spoiled as well. It's been very difficult, because I've been very tempted to scour the internet for any Star Wars related information I can find, because, you know, I'm a big fan. But I've done pretty well at avoiding the fan theories and the leaked plot details and all that stuff. Today has been particularly difficult, because my phone keeps trying to tell me about the film. Like, early reviews are coming in. For some reason in France, we get to see the film earlier than everybody else, which is quite lucky. So I'm very glad that I live here, because I'm getting to see the film earlier than most other people in the world. But some reviews apparently are coming in, and I keep getting like little notifications on my phone from The Guardian and other stuff with like details about the film, and I'm trying to ignore them. I've picked up a few rumours that it's going to be good. People seem to think it's good. I've had also a couple of other indications that it's not good. I still don't know what it's going to be like. So I've done episodes about Star Wars before. I did one, I think it was earlier this year when the first trailer came out. I did an episode all about Star Wars, and I explained in detail exactly why I love Star Wars and what it means to me and all that sort of thing. To bring you up to speed, if you haven't listened to that episode, then basically my position is that I love the original trilogy, the ones that were made in the 1970s and 1980s. I love those films. The prequel trilogy, the one that was made, that the trilogy made in the 90s and later, I don't like very much. I feel like they sort of spoiled it a bit. There were too many computer-generated images, and I thought that some of the characters were annoying, like Jar Jar Binks, and the script was terrible. There was some really bad acting in there. Generally, I think it was really badly done. And there were some good moments, like some of the lightsaber fights with Darth Maul, for example. But generally, it was annoying and disappointing. So I love the original trilogy, and I have done since childhood. I think that if you don't like the film, then I understand that. I'm not one of these people who's going to try and convince you that it's a great series of films. I'm just going to try and tell you that, personally, I really like it. And I have done since I was a kid. And so, naturally, I'm pretty excited about the new film coming out. And I reckon it could be pretty good. I'm hoping it will be. But who knows? Because I remember last time, 1999, when the Phantom Menace episode 1 came out. Beforehand, I was getting all excited and I convinced myself that it was going to be great. And I went to see the film in the cinema with some friends of mine. I remember it quite well because the friends who I went to see it with were not big Star Wars fans. And I convinced them to come, telling them that I thought the film would be great and that they would enjoy it. And that afterwards they'd be converted into Star Wars fans. You know, I had so much faith in the series and so much faith in George Lucas that I thought that there was no way that he could fail and that they would all be converted and it would be brilliant. In the end, I was wrong because the film was a disappointment and we just got lots of footage of the terribly annoying Jar Jar Binks flapping around on the screen, and it was just a cringe fest. It was terrible. So I'm a bit wary and a bit cautious this time. I don't want to get hurt again, you know? I got hurt so badly the first time round, 3 times in a row. Because, you know, the second one came out a few years later and I thought, oh, this one's going to be better, isn't it? Surely. Surely they can't get it wrong again. But even the second one was a disappointment. It was slightly better than the first, but it still, in my mind, just was no good and just was annoying and disappointing. And also the third one as well, which is the best of the prequel trilogy, but still a kind of a disappointment. So I don't want to be hurt again. I'm now approaching the cinema and there's a few sort of geeky looking guys hanging around. There's a couple of cameras, like a couple of film crews here. And then a bunch of other guys who look a bit like me, really, similar age, hanging around, probably waiting for people, maybe starting to queue up so they can get the best seats or something. We've got our tickets. I'm going to go and see this film with Paul Taylor, who you know, and another friend of mine who you don't know. I might interview them a little bit before we go into the cinema. But there we go. So I've got lots of things I'm thinking about, lots of questions that I'm looking forward to getting answers to. The general buzz seems to be that, let's see. I've got a few ideas about what the storyline could be. It seems that we follow two characters mainly, a kind of young girl called Rey and a young guy called Finn. And if we start with Finn, it looks like, according to the trailers, it looks like he's escaping from the Empire or something. The bad guys. It looks like he's escaping from the bad guys. And he is... there's a film crew coming towards me now. I don't know what they're going to ask me questions. Anyway, it looks like he's escaping from the bad guys. And at the start of the film, it looks like he's a stormtrooper. You know, one of the guys in white uniforms. Looks like he starts the film as a stormtrooper, but for some reason he decides to escape from the bad guys. And looks like Paul Taylor's here. So I'm going to stop recording and I might start again in a moment and talk a little bit about the plot and other stuff. We'll just have a bit of a ramble. But I'm going to now meet up with Paul and have a chat to him. Okay, so I might speak to you in a moment. Okay, so I've met up with Paul Taylor, who you already know, and a surprise special guest on the podcast, Robert Hayne, the American Parigo. Hi, Rob.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
So I was just talking about what I think is happening in this new film, based on what I've seen in the trailers and things, right? So I was just saying that I think that Finn, who's the black guy dressed as a stormtrooper, now my theory is that he starts with the Empire, that's why he's dressed as a stormtrooper, but for some reason he escapes. He decides to himself, I don't want to be in the Empire anymore, they're the bad guys, they're racist or whatever.
Do you have any material to back up this
theory? I don't have any material to back up this theory other than just what I've seen in the trailers, that he starts in a stormtrooper outfit, he seems to escape, he crash lands on a planet, it looks like they're chasing him and he's running away.
Researching the rumor sites online?
No, I haven't been doing any of that. Just been going by what's in the trailers.
Okay.
All right. So why is he running away from the Empire? Why has he escaped? What's going on?
I think it's because of the food. He was fed up with the food. He was like, I've I'm sure that there's somewhere in the galaxy who's got better food than this place. So, because he's just kind of tired of eating the same thing all the time.
Because that's, if you think about it, most of the people in the Empire are English. So maybe the food is English too.
Well, the chef is English, as we know, because Eddie Izzard, the comedian, did his impression of him. So he's definitely English. So the food's not great. You need like a tray as well.
Yeah, they're all wet.
Yeah, so the food's not great, and so I think he decided to leave. He decided to find a better planet where French people were the chefs.
Right, so he ended up crash landing on this planet. I don't know if there are any French people there, but he certainly seems to be escaping from something. Now, I've got my theory is something to do with Luke Skywalker's lightsaber, which was lost in Empire Strikes Back, you know, where Darth Vader chops his hand off. The lightsaber disappears in Cloud City somewhere.
Then he gets a green one, doesn't he? He gets a green lightsaber after that.
That's right. He makes his own green lightsaber in Return of the Jedi. So I think something to do with the lightsaber. And maybe what's happened is that they've got the lightsaber, you know, the bad guys have got the lightsaber, and he sort of steals it and runs away with it. That's what I think.
I think that there's a really cool new lightsaber that I'm really excited about. I don't know any. I can't really comment on your theory because I, you know, for or against, I don't have any idea. But there's the new lightsaber that's got the handle sticking out the sides. Right. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Pretty phenomenal.
There's some controversy about this lightsaber because this is that red lightsaber that the bad guys got. It's got like a normal lightsaber blade and then these two little bits on the side. But what's the point of them? Because there's like a space, isn't there? If it's to protect your hand...
It explains... There are technical documents on the internet that explains that there's a kind of mirror that...
I don't want to know all the inside stuff. I just want to speculate at this point.
Well, you know there's a crystal inside every lightsaber, right? And this crystal is shaped in such a way that it can also go out to the sides to protect the hands. Okay. And in theory, it's all lightsaber on the inside. It's not... The space that's there on the inside is still protected with the Force.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. So there's that as well. To be honest, like, also other people are saying, are wondering what's happened to Luke Skywalker. Where is he? Why haven't we seen him in the trailers? Has he turned to the dark side?
You see him in some of the trailers.
You do see his hand. You see him sort of like, you don't see his face, but you see like a hand, put his hand on.
I feel like I've seen, it's Mark Harmon, right? Is that his name?
Mark Armand.
Harmon.
Mark Hamill.
Hamill. Yeah. Yeah, we've seen him before
No, we haven't really seen him in the trailers.
We haven't seen his face. We've seen Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Okay. We've seen Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher, but we've not seen Mark Hamill. We haven't seen his face. We've seen his arm. It could be his arm. It could be somebody else's arm, but likelihood is that... I think the likelihood is that there's a big plot story missing and Luke Skywalker, because that it's going to be the main part of the story, I think, and that's why it hasn't been revealed yet I think the trailers are distracting. I think they're distracting us on purpose with the trailers, and we'll find out a bigger plot with Luke afterwards.
Okay. So generally, how do you feel about this then, you guys? How do you feel about the film in advance of seeing it?
I'm super excited. I'm really more excited about the fact that we get to see it before everybody in America. I feel like after 13 years of living in France, it's really starting to pay off now. So I'm pretty happy about that. I've been waiting for months for this to come out. I can't tell you how thrilled and excited I am to see, what is it again, Star Wars?
Sorry, Rob, when did you buy your ticket?
About 7 minutes ago, I think.
So excited he didn't bother reserving in advance.
I thought it was going to be sold out for months. I thought I would have to wait weeks. I wasn't going to fight people. But I'm very pleasantly surprised here today. I can't tell you. I'm just thrilled. I'm peachy.
Okay, so Rob is thrilled and peachy. How do you feel, Paul?
I'm excited. I'm also excited to see it before anyone else. And as Rob said earlier on, after all the films that come out 9 months later in France, finally we get one that's 2 days in front of everyone.
Yeah. Okay, so that's basically the situation. And I think we can probably just happily go in and see the film, and then we'll give our thoughts and feelings afterwards. But I don't want us to reveal any plot spoilers, so we'll just talk about how you feel. You got something else to say?
May the Force be with you.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Who are you?
I'm no one.
Thank you.
agrees to do one thing. But I've got nothing to fight for.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
There are stories about what happened.
It's true. All of it. The dark side. The Jedi.
It's calling to you. Just let it in.
Okay, so I've just come out of the cinema, and I'm, you know that feeling when you come out of a cinema and it's still daylight, and you think, what's going on? What year is it? Who's the president? What's going on? I feel a bit like that now, but happy, basically. I'm happy. I think it's good. I'm not saying it's perfect. There are a couple of moments and a couple of things that I'm not sure about that I think were a little bit cheesy. But also some things that were absolutely brilliant that I hadn't seen before, the kind of stuff that is slightly a modern twist on it, which I really liked. But first impression, good, happy, basically. Not perfect, but happy. I'm not going to give away any spoilers. We'll talk about it again in a minute. But wow, it's an exhilarating. It was strangely sort of moving, emotional, quite powerful experience. Anyway, I'll talk more in a minute. Okay, so we're now sitting down outside a little pub that we found, drinking some beers and just sort of like dissecting what's just happened. I did say, you could call it a post-mortem. I did say at the earlier on in this episode, I did say there would be no spoilers, and I still aim to achieve that because I still don't want to spoil it for you. So we're going to try and talk about the film and how we feel about it without giving away any of the key plot details. So I've got Paul Taylor, I've got Robert Hayne, I also have Dylan with me as well, who's never been on the podcast before. Welcome to Dylan. Dylan, what did you think of Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens?
What? You say Dylan's never been on the podcast before, and then you come straight to me. So I'm like...
Bang, straight in with a Star Wars question.
Well, I'm a big Star Wars fan, and I'm sitting here and I'm very, very happy. Lots of things that I expected happened. Some things I didn't expect happened. I don't know, I laughed, I cried. It didn't change my life, but, you know, it's...
But you're basically happy with it.
Yeah. It's a new world, a new hope. Actually, the main thing I was worried about is not liking the new characters. But I do. So that's the most important thing, I think.
That's positive. We've got just a bunch of French people who've just... sat right next to us.
We've got Darth Vader. Two dudes dressed as Darth Vader.
Two dudes dressed as Darth Vader? Really?
Oh, now the costume's coming out.
Oh, okay, yes. Just a couple of Star Wars fans across the street dressed in the Jedi outfit or Darth Vader outfit.
He's got his own lightsaber.
He's got his own lightsaber and everything. We've already seen the film, of course.
Wouldn't it be so fun to just go in the queue? In the queue for everyone who's going out and going, this happens.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker's dead.
We could totally do that.
We should go through and watch it again and be like, oh, this is the... We should sit in the back of the theater and be like, ha, ha, ha.
Or just, say things that happen before it and go, I bet you this is going to happen, like, really loudly.
Oh, this... Get ready for the Raptors!
Paul, how do you feel after having seen that, then?
I really enjoyed it. I'm not your typical like really like massive fanboy, but I like I like the films, the original ones, and because we're allowed to watch it 2 days earlier in France, I thought, yeah, let's do it. And I actually really enjoyed it. Yeah, there were some good comical moments, which weren't like cheesy at all, like compared to the original ones. You know, sometimes like, oh, he didn't really say that, but I felt it was good. And there's a very angry Scottish guy at some stage, which I really enjoy. He just sort of walks up and he's like, right, pal, you're going to hand over those droids, you bastard. He didn't say bastard, but he should have.
It's not really a spoiler alert, I would say, but there is a very Scottish guy who just turns up. He's like a bounty hunter or something. He's like, right, you're going to give us them droids.
And the Clan MacLeod.
I suppose so, but it was just funny to hear such a strong Scottish accent in Star Wars. So as a standalone film, like, you know, not... Forget all the other films that we've had, just as a standalone film.
With no context?
Yeah.
Wow, what a question. Yeah, I think it stands alone without knowing anything about any of the other characters. But of course, everybody who's seen it knows all of the other movies.
Not necessarily the kids of the original fans, but I'm guessing they've all shown their kids the original movies before taking them along
there
to the cinema.
There is no child on this planet who does not know who Darth Vader is.
Really? You think so?
Okay, except for maybe some in some China... I don't know. Some not diplomatic... South Korea or North Korea.
North Korea.
North Korea, probably. There might be some children who don't know who Darth Vader is. But I would say the majority of the planet knows the franchise.
They have their own Darth Vader over there. They don't need to know they don't need to know the fake Darth Vader. They've got a real Darth Vader there.
I think we're going down the wrong road here.
Let's not get into politics.
Yes, I think it stands alone as its own movie, but it helps to have the context.
But would you say then, basically, is this film a hit or a miss then, in your opinion? I mean, bearing in mind when you came out of Phantom Menace, you probably thought, oh, that was all right. Like, just bear it all in mind. Just think about it objectively. Do you think it's a good episode?
Darth Vader guy.
In Anakin Skywalker in the original films, you hated him.
Well, I didn't like him when I... Hayden Christensen, yeah.
He wasn't in Phantom Menace.
Am I thinking of the wrong...
Well, there was the young, like, 9-year-old actor. Or, well, maybe he was like more
not
like 12-year-old actor.
But the next... Yeah. The second one.
Right.
That one, didn't like him. Too pretty boy, just like.
Sorry, can't do any spoilers.
You can't do any spoilers. Yeah, sorry.
I know
the actor who plays the main bad guy, and everyone already knows that. But we're not going to talk about what he's like, I think. No, we should leave that. We should leave that open. But there's loads of things to say about the bad guy, whose name is Kylo Ren, and you've been wondering who he is, and you're just thinking, is there going to be a family connection or something like that?
And the girl's name is Rey?
Ren and Rey.
Yeah, that makes more sense now.
Do you think there's a connection? Because there hasn't been a connection explicitly made in the movie that we've just seen. It has there?
That's not a spoiler alert. There is no connection made in the movie.
But we can't...
You have a suspicion.
But what parents would call their kids two names that sound really similar? That's just asking themselves.
We're not spoiling it. Anyway.
Careful. Yeah. Careful. Don't get into too many spoilers.
I'll tell you that afterwards.
I would say that for me, the film as a whole was really great. I really enjoyed it. There was a moment, probably about 10 minutes or 15 minutes into the film, where I realised I was really watching a Star Wars film. After, of course, they'd actually said the word Star Wars in big letters on the screen. But there was another bit where there's just some random thing, like one of the droids was moving through the desert or something, and this little creature came out of the ground and sort of went meep, 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 like that. And then, you know, you saw these other moments with little droids and things moving around, making noises, and I thought, yeah, this is... I'm watching a Star Wars film. It's like those little details for me that kind of worked. And there were a lot of things... I felt like I was in the universe of the original films. I didn't feel like I was in the universe of the prequel trilogy. And that was great. I felt like it was part of the better Star Wars universe, you know, and there were events in it that sort of had there are a number of sort of similarities between this film and the original films in terms of narrative and in terms of like action sequences and things like that, which kind of again are quite nostalgic. And generally, as a standalone film, it was exciting and
fun.
Here's
the thing: I think like the what you've you could just see episode 4, 5, and 6 and this one and skip the original, the 1, 2, and 3, because there's a lot of references to the 4, 5, and 6. And if you really like those films, there's like a lot of nostalgic moments where you're like, oh yeah, where you kind of go, oh, yeah. Or you laugh because you see something that's like, oh yeah, from the original. But the prequels are episodes 1, 2, and 3. There's nothing really, you don't need to see those in order to get any of the plot for this one.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Samuel L. Jackson doesn't turn up.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson is not in this film, unfortunately, which is a pity. I had a theory, maybe Mace Windu's kid, but he'd have to be like his great-grandson or something. I had a theory, if you remember, before we went into the cinema, that it was all about Luke Skywalker's lightsaber and that Finn, the guy escaping from the dark side or whatever, that he was in possession of the lightsaber and it was all about the lightsaber. I'm not going to reveal whether that was true or not. You're going to have to wait until you actually see the film. But I think that the lightsaber still does have an important role to play in the film to an extent. It would be interesting for everyone to see how that happens. So again, I'm not giving anything away, am I? I don't think so. I don't know if there's much more that we can say, considering we can't give away details of the plot. We disappointed?
I would just like to say that the waitress is wearing the same perfume as my wife, who I love very much.
Robert is being tempted by the smell of the waitress.
I'm not tempted by anything. I was just making an observation. I'm not tempted. What are you talking about?
Robert feels it's necessary to bring up the fact that the waitress is wearing the same perfume as his wife, who he loves very much.
Right. Well, I say that because I don't want to give away any spoilers.
Right, okay. Okay.
Sometimes ask your wife to wear a different perfume so it feels like, you know, you're with, you know, having an affair.
I think this is opening a whole other can of worms.
A little bit.
We're taking our first step into a much larger world here, I think, by talking about Robert's love life. But
podcast number, what's the next number?
No idea.
All right.
320, something like that.
Okay. Where we will talk about Robert and his fidelity.
Issues.
No, there's no issues. Okay. Just we're going to talk about what it's like to be faithful.
Okay. All right, well, maybe that will be an upcoming episode. But I think considering we can't give away spoilers, I think we're going to have to just stop this recording and drink our beer and talk a little bit more Star Wars before we basically go back to normal life again, because normal life does continue.
At the end of the movie, what we really see...
Oh, yeah. No. Sorry, Rob. No, you're not going to give any of that away. But my feeling, actually, as the titles rolled at the end, was just a feeling of frustration, because I was like, I want to watch the next one. And there were no comedy bloopers at the end.
Ferris Bueller doesn't come out at the end and be like, oh, are you guys still here? Go home. Go home.
Yeah, it's not a Marvel movie. There are no bloopers at the end, unfortunately. But I felt there were some bits of humor that I found were something new, like some new humor that I hadn't seen from the films before.
Robot, what?
Yeah, there is a moment where he goes, robot, what? And he's talking to a robot. That's quite funny. And a few other moments. But I just felt quite frustrated afterwards because I was like, I want to see the next one now. I want to see what happens next. I got a really sort of...
I feel like the next one is going to be maybe more interesting because this is the setup and then we're going to see where they take it.
Yeah, true. It's, again, it's a bit like the original trilogy where the first film set things up and you didn't really know who Darth Vader was and what the relationship was between him and the other characters. And the second film took all of that a lot more deeper and it got really interesting. So hopefully that's what we're going to get from the next one. But there will be like a spin-off film, I think, in a year or two, which is called, Rogue One? And it's about the X-Wing fighter pilots who were responsible for... gathering the information about the Death Star that allowed them to destroy the Death Star. So that's what the next film's going to be about.
I wonder if that character's going to be in it. The guy, I forget his name, who is the super hot X-Wing pilot.
Wedge Antilles.
No, from today.
Poe, what's his name? Poe something, I don't know his surname. But yeah, he was pretty awesome. Maybe he will be featured in that little spin-off film. I don't know. But anyway, that's it. I think. Any last words to say about Star Wars?
Go see it.
Go and see it. Exactly. All right. That's it then.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, 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 bye.
Thanks again for listening to Luke's English podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Remember, the Force will be with you always. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.